what's it been like shuffling all these parts? Obviously, it's football. Guys get hurt. Cole, Mike dealing with the injuries. What's it been like back there, kind of having a bunch of different partners anyway, even before the injuries?
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate, obviously, to see Mike and Cole go down, you know. Seeing a lot of growth from them coming from OTAs. You know, Mike kind of, he had injury during OTAs too. So just seeing him out the first week and, even Cole too, just a lot of growth from them in this first week of training camp. So it's kind of unfortunate to see him go down, but it's always next man up mentality, especially in this business. So, excited to see, some other guys compete too.
For you, what's it been like going from your role last year when you first got here to now first team every rep and, you know, really one of the leaders of this defense?
What a difference a year makes. You know, last year, came in here, kind of unfamiliar territory, signed a one-year contract and stuff like that, always competing and stuff. And, even right now, you know, I have the mentality, you know, coach says it all the time. No one has earned a job yet. You know, everyone fighting for a job. So, really just coming out here, competing every day, trying to get better, trying to become a better version of myself. Try to help this team as much as possible, and whatever we need, and just come out here and compete.
What have you noticed in DeMar, spending a lot of time next to him on the first team?
DeMar, he's one of the guys too that, one word I can say is consistency. You know, he's played at a really high level dating back even to the spring in OTAs, and, just to see his growth even, in this second week of camp too. You know, he's grown a lot. He's really playing at a high level, continuing to play consistent, developing a groove with him, and, really excited to see, the rest of camp and how this plays out, and, really, really proud of him, and, excited, like I said.
You may have been asked this, came in late, but last year, obviously, when Matt went out, you guys had to go dime, which was unusual for the Bills, and, you got to see a good amount of playing time, and really, a lot of different role. Like, what do you think that did for you, with all that playing time in the dime?
Like you said, I was able to come in as a third safety and get some snaps and play with Micah and Poe, obviously them being the two starters and stuff, and at the end of the day, it's just getting the best 11 guys on the field, whether that's dime, whether that's safety, all that stuff. So at the end of the day, just trying to help the team as much as possible, and if I got to play another position, whatever, someone's got to play another position, someone's got to jump in. At the end of the day, it's just about helping the team win. That's it.
What have you seen from the end of last year into camp this year?
Yeah, that's another guy that I've seen a lot of growth. Especially from the maturity standpoint. You know, he's obviously a young guy, drafted first round. I wasn't here when he was, his rookie year. But even, throughout, all the adversity that he's dealt with through his whole career, going from his rookie year to last year, he kind of dealt with an injury last year. And, just seeing him step up at a maturity standpoint is the biggest growth and the biggest point where I'm most proud of him. Really excited to see how he continues to grow, and he's doing a tremendous job.
I know we're still very early in the process. You guys are still getting to know each other, out here in the dorms and everything like that. But what would you say is like the biggest difference this year with this group in terms of personality, considering all the guys that aren't here?
Every New Year's, new faces, new guys on the roster. But I could definitely feel starting in spring, it was a renewed energy throughout the whole building, throughout the whole organization. Even got new staff members, new coaches, not a lot of new faces, a lot of turnover in the DB room, a lot of turnover in the receiver room, really the whole roster. So, I see a lot of renewed energy, a lot of good personalities to fill out, the roster and the team and stuff. And like you said, we're out here at camp right now. We're building the team right now, building the culture, and what we're doing right now during camp, building these bonds, building this culture is gonna help us win games in December, January.
Taylor, you may have been asked this before, but just your perspective on Jarrell Burgess, played with him back in LA. Just your thoughts on Bill bringing him in and what you've seen from him today.
Yeah, I love TB. TB's my guy. Spent a lot of time with him in LA, you know, won a Super Bowl with him over there with the Rams, and you know, another great guy. You know, very, very bright, smart, you know, obviously they, you know, safety position in this scheme, in this defense, you know, you got to be smart, you got to be bright, you got to be able to pick up this, the scheme and system pretty quick. So, you know, excited to see how he fits in and, you know, with all the pieces and stuff, but, you know, really excited to see him join the room.
Do you think there was there more responsibility on the safeties to make calls and late adjustments here versus the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, I would say every scheme, you know, it's kind of hard. That's a hard answer, hard question, but I would say so. You know, every scheme, every defense, you know, the safeties, the inside linebackers, the Mike, you know, it's obviously they run the show. You know, they kind of get in the adjustments, they give the calls and stuff. But I would say this scheme, this defense, they put a little more on the safety position, a little more responsible, and you know, I'm all for it. You know, I feel like, you know, that's a big responsibility, and I'm you know, I take pride in taking that responsibility on.